Honolulu police officer and a retired major are being arraigned today in federal court as part of a two-year investigation into alleged corruption in the Honolulu Police Department, an investigation that has already forced the resignation of Police Chief Louis Kealoha. Do the arrests mean criminal indictments are pending? Civil Beat's Chad Blair has the story in today's Reality Check. Good morning, Chad.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
All right. The story is about a great deal more than the original mailbox issue, isn't it?
It is. Of course, that's where everything started back in 2013, the mailbox that was stolen. It's almost comical to say it, but it's led to very serious matters. In addition to the chief under investigation, his wife, a prosecutor, is involved. Her uncle involved as well, said he was framed. There was a dispute over money, but it has now moved into allegations of corruption and other serious matters. And one wonders, with the arrest of these two officers, one a former officer, as you said, yesterday, will lead to, I mean, are we getting near the end? I think that's something we're all wondering. It is a moving story, though. The arraignment at 1:30 will probably reveal specifically what the charges are, and we'll learn more. But it does seem to be moving towards some sort of resolution.
All we know at this point is that they're being arraigned. We don't know until the actual arraignment after lunch today what specifically is being charged, right?
That's right. And our reporters, Nick Gruby and Louis Kanea, will be there working on it, trying to find out. We will have an update, as you can imagine. Most media, including HBR, will be updating that story. The officers, Bobby Nguyen and Gordon Shiraishi, we do know that they are key figures in the grand jury investigation that's, you know, on Kealoha. So there's no question, or at least there's a very strong assumption, that we will be learning more about developments. We can also tell you that they worked with a former HPD officer, Neil Silva. He's already pleaded guilty. And so there seems to be connections all around involving things. No warrant for arrest is out for the Kealohas. We'll see whether that changes as well.
But the former HPD officer, Neil Silva, has, as you said, he's made a deal.
Correct.
So he is testifying about, and he's pleaded guilty to conspiracy charges.
And go ahead, Chris.
Any details emerge from what he's, what do we know about what he has told prosecutors so far?
Well, some of that just hasn't been shared too much publicly, and hopefully will be coming forthcoming and sharing more information. Of course, if you can make a deal with someone, often they'll, if you will, spill the details, and that will lead to other indictments, and that's how these cases are often resolved. We do know the grand jury is set to expire this month, and even though it's unclear yet exactly what's going to come of it, as you said, it's much more than the mailbox. It's a wide-ranging criminal matter and way beyond what happened just 3 years ago.
And the officers who were arrested over the weekend were not entirely surprised, I imagine, because they had been notified by the Justice Department that they were under investigation.
The attorneys did not return our calls, but there are some news reports out there saying that it wasn't entirely unexpected. But we can just tell you from our reporting that certainly it had to come as a surprise in one regard or another. We do also know that there's possibly some ties to the city prosecutor's office being involved, and a concern whether corruption might be evident there. And that's where Catherine Kealoha works. Is this far more expensive than just Chief Kealoha and a few of his cronies? That's, I think, at the core of this.
It's a little bit of a frustrating stage for a story to be at when a great deal of the information is yet forthcoming, but we'll obviously want to keep track of it. Thanks very much, Chad.
Thanks, Chris.
Every day we bring you a reality check from Civil Beat, today featuring political and opinion editor Chad Blair.